Welcome back to The Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, coming up this weekend, you may want to get over to Lakeview because on Saturday night, Shubas welcomes the power pop quartet Charlie Bliss. Brooklyn-based band has been together for about 6 years. It continues to turn heads in the rock world. They just released a new album called Guppy. It's getting rave reviews. The band's been compared to some of the great 90s alternative bands like Veruca Salt or The Breeders, thanks to the hard-driving guitars and the pop-punk sound and the vocal stylings of Eva Hendrix. The best part about the band, it's a family affair. Eva and her brother Sam Hendrix are also joined by childhood friends Spencer Fox and Dan Shore. Again, they're going to be at Shubas on Saturday the 13th, and guitarist and singer Eva Hendrix is my guest tonight on The Download. Eva, thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
So do you think that those comparisons, when I talk about bands like Veruca Salt, who you toured with, and The Breeders, I mean, is that intentional? Do you guys try to emulate and be inspired by the sounds of the bands that came out at that time?
You know, it's funny. I definitely don't think we were specifically trying to emulate anybody, really, you know, when we were making the record. But obviously, you know, when you like something and you love a certain type of music, of course it always seeps into what you do. And it's funny, like, specifically with The Breeders, I actually didn't know about The Breeders for way too long, I'm ashamed to say. And then when I was in college, maybe like 3 years ago or something, a professor was like, "You sound just like The Breeders." He's like, "You must love them." And I was like, "I have no idea who that is." But then when we listened, I was like, "Oh my God, this is it. This is amazing." And definitely, like, you know, people have also compared us to Weezer. And mm-hmm. I definitely grew up loving Weezer. And Sam, my older brother, showed me Weezer growing up and would play covers in our basement with his friends. And I was in love. I thought it was the best music in the world. So it definitely rubbed off for sure.
You know, it's interesting too, because the sound is, you guys get some really, like I said, kind of hard driving guitar, that distortion that is a sound that you would hear with a band cut like Weezer. But with your melodic voice, the way that you put it together, it definitely has its own sound. I'm interested in how, because I read somewhere that you guys just figured it out. You know, you guys have always been a great live band, but getting in the studio and trying to get the sound right with Guppy took a little bit of time, but obviously you got it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you know, it was funny. The first time, I think because there's kind of disparate aspects of what we're doing, like, kind of, you know, the really heavy guitars and then, like, kind of the melodies are very hooky and catchy and poppy. There definitely is that aspect to what we do, and kind of the contrast between that, I think, made it hard for us to kind of figure out what direction we wanted to go and when we were going to record the record. And after hearing it back the first time, I think we were just like, wow, we really are a poppy band. And, like, we're not really, like, doing service, as much service as we could to these melodies by recording this as a garage rock record. It needs to kind of be both things. And then also we're just very competitive. And, you know, I think we were kind of, I bet we could write a better record. And, like, so we replaced half the songs. And it just felt right when it was done. We were like, yes, this is the record, and this is exactly how we wanted it.
Well, I mean, there's something to be said. I mean, not to say that any of the stuff that you've done before the record was bad. It was good. But, you really can feel the coming of age. And I think it has a lot to do with the production, because your voice is really shines through on the record, especially, like, the power and, like you said, the melody of it. But there definitely seems to be a push to say, this is the sound. We want to make sure that you understand what kind of band we are. We are a power pop band.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of people really made the impression on, you know, you only really get to do your first album once. As much as it was really hard, like, waiting that long to put the record out, because especially, you know, just even, like, we would play shows, and we'd play, Chicago specifically is the city I always think of for this, where every time we'd play Chicago, after our shows, there would be certain people who would come back to see us every time we came. And after every show, people would be like, so when's the record coming out? And we'd have to be like, I promise next time when we're here, we'll have news, we'll know. And it kept, if that happened 5 or 6 times, like, we still don't know. But like, you know, and then there's that feeling of, it's not like we were doing nothing during that time. I feel like we were working so hard and whatever, and touring a lot and writing a lot and whatever. And it all just takes so long. But, you know, without that payoff of, you know, oh my God, it's out. Like, it was really hard to keep chugging along. So it definitely felt good. And as much as it was painful to kind of, and hard to wait it out, I definitely feel like we did the right thing, and it felt so much more satisfying putting it out and feeling like, you know what, there's not one thing that I would change. It's our baby, and it took forever, but here it is, and we're happy with it.
We're talking with Eva Hendricks from the band Charlie Bliss. Going to be on stage at Shuba's on Saturday. They also, their album Guppy, that's what we're talking about, getting rave reviews. You know, when you're going along and you're putting together this record and you want to get it done, but you want to do it the right way, how important is it to have familiarity with the band? When you talk about your brother being in the band, but not only your brother, but childhood friends, you getting together, how important is it to have that chemistry to be together for so many years when you're trying to make a record right?
I just don't think I could do it with anybody else. I mean, yes, my brother is in the band, but also, like, the only reason I even, like, picked up a guitar and really started actively pursuing writing music is because Spencer, who plays guitar in the band, really encouraged me to, and kind of blindly. Like, I don't really, I'll never be able to figure out why he thought I would be good at it, but he kind of just really encouraged me to do it and wanted to help and wanted to make it happen. And I sometimes think about what it would be like if I even tried writing songs with other people. Like, you know, my boyfriend is a musician, and I won't show him, like, any song until I won't even, like, play it for him. Like, I'm so nervous and kind of cagey about that stuff, and they're the only people I really feel comfortable enough, like, showing that stuff to. And also, there's a huge element of trust that, like, our writing process is really collaborative. Usually what happens is I'll come in with a demo that has, you know, basic chords and lyrics and a melody, but from there, like, we all arrange it, and we all, like, each person in the band kind of ends up putting their stamp on it, and that requires, like, a lot of trust. You know, you really have to, like, really believe that the people that you're working with are going to always make what you do well better, and that is such a rare thing that I feel so lucky that we have. And also, you know, touring, just on a purely, like, basic day-to-day thing, we are so lucky that we like each other because we spend a lot of time together.
Right, exactly. Well, it's interesting because whether it's a band or an improv group or a theater ensemble, the idea of being collaborative is something that is just part of the territory. And you're right in the sense that you have to have trust. Does trust come from the idea of spending so much time together? Does trust come from the idea of respecting the artistic mission of the other band members? What is it that forms trust for you to be able to be comfortable in that space?
You know, I think it's a lot of things. Probably a lot of it is trial and error and kind of, you know, we've been a band for about 6 years, and I just know that they will always know what the right thing is. And luckily, like, that's the beauty of having four people in the band. It's not just like you're relying on, like, you and one other person and there's human error and things like that. We all keep each other in check. And so I do really think more than anything, it's a balance. And though we do have, like, a similar, I think we can, like, get down with the basic things that we all appreciate in music and want for our music. We also all are coming to this with different musical backgrounds and different things that excite us and keep us interested. And I think that's really great too, is that, like, you know, something I wouldn't have thought of, someone else will think, like, oh, it like, what if it was this? Or sound like, I feel like that keeps it really interesting and keeps what we do from sounding just all only one thing.
I think it was a review or an interview maybe in Fader, but the writer said, you're making music about insecurity that others who feel the same can jump around to. That was the quote. And I think I wonder, you know, because a lot of your lyrics and especially on Guppy, they're very personal, or there are about insecurities. They are about bearing your soul. And I wonder if that's easier to do when you have an encouraging and supportive band around you to encourage you to go in that direction. And at the end of the day, makes the music so much more real.
I'm sure that's part of it. I think too, just selfishly, like, music and writing songs is very cathartic for me And I feel like it gives me this really awesome opportunity to, like, laugh at things that are very painful or difficult for me. I feel like on our record, I always try to, like, you know, even when I'm describing something really difficult or writing about something that makes me uncomfortable, I think I always try to either, like, make fun of myself a little bit or, like, say it in a way that I think is whatever. And in that way, it kind of personally, I feel like it separates me from it a little bit, and I can laugh and be like, oh, I'm so overdramatic, or, oh, I take everything seriously, like, oh, Eva, like, whatever, and which is really helpful to me. And so I think it's all this, and yes, it would be much harder for me to do that if I didn't feel my bandmates had my back. Another thing I would say is that, like, part of what makes all of this feel very empowering is that there's nowhere in the world that I feel, like, more confident and, like a super-powered version of myself than, like, when we're on stage. And that certainly comes from the bond between the four of us and, like, the trust that's there. And so it feels so cool to sing about these really dark, tough things for me, like struggling with anxiety. Like, Ruby is about my therapist, who I adore. But it feels so cool to sing those on stage and sing about these really tough things in the element where I feel like the most empowered and strong, and so much of that has to do with my bandmate.
Guitarist and singer Eva Hendrix, the band Charlie Bliss. Charlie Bliss, right now, Guppy out, getting rave reviews. They are going to be on stage Saturday night at Shuba's, the 13th. Eva, thanks so much for taking some time out to talk to us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.